Welcome to Radio Survivor. We're here for the love of radio and sound. And on today's show, Hybrid Highbrow.
What is Hybrid Highbrow? It just means I'm tired of the old categories. Let's celebrate great art first and put the genres aside.
So let's talk about it this way. Hybrid Highbrow is a genre, a possibility, a format proposed by Matthew Lassar that some community radio stations and public radio stations and, hell, commercial radio stations could use to choose what kind of music they play and to, formats. Why do formats exist at all? Well, to let listeners know what to expect. But what Matthew is proposing, I like to think of it this way. One of the funny things about classical music, and Matthew has taught me this, is that it really has always functioned on the radio as a kind of weird, elitist, easy listening experience. And not every station falls into this category, and not every station that is easy listening is always easy listening. I'm sure there's often times where they have more challenging music, right? But like, I think about Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart getting the majority of the airtime for generations now, right? And while those composers might have features that are delightful and their music is fun to listen to, there's so much more to classical music. And it's contributed, of course, to this perception that classical music is boring. Again, one of my other favorite things about Hybrid Highbrow is making connections to more 20th century forms of music and talking about them together. So comparing jazz music, the American art form that resembles classical in a lot of ways, when it's Duke Ellington is the American Mozart, or I might be getting that wrong. He might be the American Bach. But why on the radio do we not hear more jazz juxtaposed with classical music? Well, those are two separate formats in one version of radio reality. But in Hybrid Highbrow, they belong together. My favorite third way to think about Hybrid Highbrow, and I feel like Matthew said this once, was why don't we hear Indian classical music alongside, European classical music? Indian classical music is one of my favorite forms of music that I discovered very late in life compared to, Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart. I was in my 20s when I found out that Indian classical music existed, and wouldn't it have been nice if my father's radio listening experience had included Indian classical music, let alone African classical music? That's Hybrid Highbrow. So on today's episode of Radio Survivor, Matthew Lassar shares his ideas for how Hybrid Highbrow radio should sound.
Hello, I'm Matthew Lassar. This is the Hybrid Highbrow Podcast, episode number one. You've just heard a sample of two singers who couldn't have been more different, Enrico Caruso and Mamie Smith. The first was a turn-of-the-century opera star, the second one of the great blues shouters of the 1920s. But they had one strength in common. They had the perfect voices for acoustic recording. Consummate musicians, they knew how to gracefully throw their pipes over a small ensemble crowded in front of a great big acoustic recording horn. Let's listen to Caruso's 1907 solo masterpiece, recorded by the Victor Company, Vestia la Giuba, from the opera I Pagliacci. Then let's audit Mamie Smith's incredible 1920 recording titled Crazy Blues.
La gente paga e rider vuole quai. Signor Lechin, utir volo colombina, ridi pagliato e ognun s'applaudirà. Ramosa e Lazzi, lo spasmo del pianto, e non ha smarpia il singhiozzo, il dolor.
Crazy Blues by Mamie Smith, preceded by Vesti La Giuba, sung by Enrico Caruso in 1907. Funny thing, they're basically both songs about the same problem. How to go on with life when your sweetie has done you wrong. In Vesti La Giuba, Caruso plays a clown who has just discovered his wife's infidelity. Still, he's got to put on the costume, Vesti La Giuba, and make others laugh. Meanwhile, Mamie Smith says it doesn't matter that her boyfriend keeps leaving her. She insists that she ain't got no time to lose. I must find him today. Here are two more tracks from these great artists.
Carezza dei fiori, la sua
Jamie Smith, You Can't Keep a Good Man Down, part of a slew of songs recorded in 1920 and 1921, that was preceded by Enrico Caruso singing Mattinata, a love song written by the composer Leo Cavallo, exclusively for the Gramophone Record Company in 1904 and dedicated to the singer. Enrico Caruso was a tenor. The historian Andre Millard writes that Caruso's voice was perfectly suited to the talking machine. It emerged with such clarity and power that it seemed to fill the room. Unlike sopranos and bass voices, the range of the tenor fell within the narrow range of frequencies picked up by the recording horn. That's also why Mamie Smith's beautiful alto voice sounded so wonderful and new to audiences used to the female soprano sound. The public couldn't get enough of Mamie Smith. Crazy Blues sold 70,000 copies in 9 weeks and helped launch the careers of great artists like Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, Ida Cox, and Alberta Hunter. Let's go out with another Mamie Smith song, You Need Some Lovin' Blues. But before that, a quick note. This has been the maiden voyage of the Hybrid Highbrow podcast. What is Hybrid Highbrow? It just means I'm tired of the old categories. Let's celebrate great art first and put the genres aside. Want to keep up with this? I've got a Twitter account called, you guessed it, Hybrid Highbrow. But that's enough about me. Sing it, Mamie.
You're listening to Radio Survivor. My name is Eric Klein, and on today's episode, we're listening to Matthew Lassar, who writes at radiosurvivor.com, share his ideas for a musical format for the radio called Hybrid Highbrow.
Welcome to Hybrid Highbrow, podcast episode number 2. I'm Matthew Lassar. Did you take piano lessons when you were a kid? If the answer is yes, I'll bet you slogged your way through this little etude, whether you liked it or not. Yes, that is the Arabesque for Piano by the 19th century pianist and composer Johann Friedrich Franz Burgmüller, nicely performed by Franco De Nito. As far as I know, that piece is Burgmüller's legacy. It's what he's remembered for. But this program is not about him. It's about the kind of composition that he helped to put on the musical map, the Arabesque. That's an ancient form that artists serve up in classical music, jazz, and various popular genres. Let's stick with the classics for a little longer. Here's another arabesque that I'll bet lots of you know, Claude Debussy's second arabesque for piano, performed by Alicia Della Rocca. Thank you. Claude Debussy's Second Arabesque for Piano, beautifully rendered by Alicia Della Rocca. I'll bet that you are getting the idea about arabesques by now. They're snappy pieces that showcase a quickly rising and falling musical pattern. Europeans coined the term arabesque in the 16th century in homage to the wonderfully intricate, knotty design patterns in Arabic calligraphy and architecture. You can detect that curlicue aesthetic in this composition by the French Renaissance court composer Marin Moret, performed by the viol player Jordi Savall. Arabesque by Marin Moret. From the Renaissance onward, the arabesque concept spread. I think you can hear it and all kinds of Debussy influence in this wonderful piece by Stride jazz composer pianist Willie the Lion Smith, performed by Dick Hyman. By Willie the Lion Smith. the piece performed by Dick Hyman. We're talking about arabesques in this edition of the Hybrid Highbrow podcast. At the risk of going out on a limb, I also hear the arabesque spirit in the playing of the great alto saxophonist Charlie Parker, exponent of the quickly rising and falling jazz cadenza. Listen here to Parker's amazing interpretation of George Gershwin's song, I've Got Rhythm. And tell me if you don't hear arabesques. I've Got Rhythm, performed by Charlie Parker. This is Matthew Lasar with the second installation of the Hybrid Highbrow podcast. What is Hybrid Highbrow? It just means that art has no boundaries. Let's stop imagining that I'm over here and you're over there. Speaking of you, you can follow this podcast via our Twitter account, Hybrid Highbrow. Of course, I've got to end this show about arabesques with the greatest classical arabesque of them all, Robert Schumann's, performed here by Evgeny Kissin. Thank you so much for listening.
Listening to Radio Survivor. My name is Eric Klein. Up next, we're going to hear one more episode of Matthew Lasar's program, Hybrid Highbrow.
Welcome to Hybrid Highbrow, podcast episode number 4. I'm Matthew Lasar. If you had to come up with the jazz world's most favorite classical composer, who would it be? Here's my best guess, Béla Bartók. adaptation of Béla Bartók's magnificent piano piece, Allegro Barbaro, performed by the Peter Sarich Trio. Don't worry, we'll listen to that interpretation in its entirety later on. But first, a quick introduction to Bartók. Béla Bartók was born in 1881 in what was then the Austro-Hungarian Empire. He grew up with two loves, one for his native Hungary, the other for the study of classical piano and composition. Bartók unified those passions by integrating Eastern European folk music into his works, which are full of modernist influences, especially those of the French composer Claude Debussy. This is why Bartók's rich, intense music sounds both ethnic and cosmopolitan at the same time. It is also infused with wonderful indigenous melodies that sometimes have a bit of a blues sound to them. No surprise, then, the jazz composers love Béla Bartók. Listen for yourself. Here is Richie Bayrock's rendition of Bartók's fourth Bagatelle for piano.
Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful? The Richie Bayrock Jazz Ensemble's interpretation of Béla Bartók's fourth Bagatelle for piano. If you like that, you're going to love this. Bartók Bulgarian Rhythm, taken from Bartók's great piano series Microcosmos and served up by the jazz fusion group Tabula Rasa.
Thank you.
Now that was intense. The jazz fusion ensemble Tabula Rasa performing Bartok Bulgarian Rhythm. Béla Bartok is so influential that he has his own five-tone musical scale. It's called, you guessed it, the Bartok Scale. Here's a Bartok five-tone scale piece from Mikrokosmos, arranged for guitar by the music teacher Rob Watson. Guitarist Rob Watson performing a Bartok scale piece from Mikrokosmos. Now let's listen to a wonderful adaptation of that scale. It's served up by an ensemble with jazz trumpeter Oliver Haynes, a blues quartet, and bass. Music by Mark Webster, recorded at the Blue Recording Studio. The piece is titled Bessie and Bartok. That's because it includes a reference to legendary blues singer Bessie Smith's famous rendition of Lost Your Head Blues.
Thank you.
Bessie and Bartok, a jazz merger of the music of Bella Bartok and Bessie Smith. Let's finish off this episode of Hybrid Highbrow with the earlier promised jazz rendition of one of Bartok's most famous piano works, Allegro Barbaro, performed by the Peter Sarich Trio. By the way, before I go, let me reintroduce myself. I'm Matthew Lasar. What is Hybrid Highbrow? It's a podcast about celebrating the connections between classical music and the rest of the musical world. Don't forget to follow Hybrid Highbrow on Twitter at Hybrid Highbrow. And thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Radio Survivor on Hybrid Highbrow, Matthew Lasar's concept for a new format for community radio, for public radio. These segments that Matthew produced first aired on the channel, on the Radio Survivor channel on Mixcloud, and you can find links to those and listen to them again at radiosurvivor.com. Radio Survivor is a listener and reader-supported enterprise. To find out more, you can go online to radiosurvivor.com/support. We'd love to hear from you if you want to tell us anything, if you have any ideas about how you would program your Hybrid Highbrow radio station. We're on all the social medias as well as receiving emails 24/7. You can email us at podcast@radiosurvivor.com. You can subscribe to our show as a podcast anywhere where you get those things. On behalf of Matthew Lasar, Paul Rees-Mundell, Jennifer Waits, my name is Eric Klein. Thank you for listening. Thank you.